8349.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour on this first hour on this Monday, March 24th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Got a email sent to me this morning of a story talking about what state representatives, state senators, Michigan legislators petition the Supreme Court of the United States. Lawmakers in Lansing claim that they have legal standing to sue and argue that Michigan's governor, Gretchen Whitmer, as well as Jocelyn Benson, Secretary of State, infringed on our constitutional rights when ballot initiatives were used to change our election laws and our state constitutions. Remember 2018? Promote the vote. 2022, promote the vote 2.0. Well, two Michigan senators and nine members of Lansing State House of Representatives filed a petition with the Supreme Court of the United States. The federal lawsuit argues that the U.S. Constitution specifically assigns the regulation of federal elections to state legislatures. The legislators are seeking enforcement relief from the Supreme Court using the U.S. Constitution's election clause as a, quote, expression delegation of power to the state legislature to act with respect to federal elections, end quote, period. The attorney Eric Cardell, partner with Mormon Cardell and Erickson, said the issue is whether individual legislators have standing to bring the election clause enforcement claim against state executive branch officials when the state legislature itself does not sue. This is an interesting legal question. The legislature as a whole is not bringing this petition to the Supreme Court. Only two senators and nine state representatives are involved. Well, they went on to say, this next paragraph, it comes from Professor William Wagner. He is an attorney with the Great Lakes Justice Center, co-counsel on the petition to the Supreme Court. The reason? He has argued in front of the Supreme Court before. He is recognized by them as an attorney qualified to speak to the Supreme Court. Well, William Wagner said, quote, "This case is about whether the people's representatives can speak on their behalf in response to blatant violations of the U.S. Constitution by state officials. The governor and Secretary of State, they say, no, they don't. We, however, on behalf of the people's representatives, say yes," end quote, said Wagner. The legislators, petitioners assert that the election clause mandates state legislatures to regulate federal elections, which they are a part of. And they cite constitutional violations when ballot initiatives completely bypass the legislature to change election law. They did it via a ballot initiative. It went to a vote of the people, and our state constitution was changed. Now, they state specifically the breakdown of their petition to the Supreme Court. The United States Constitution Election Clause states, quote, the times, places, and manner of holding elections for senators and representatives shall be prescribed in each state by the legislature thereof. That was Article 1, Section 4, Clause 1 of the U.S. Constitution. However, both ballot proposals 2 and 3 back in 2018, I forgot the other one, that was voters, not politicians. Remember how they created out of thin air this independent panel that was going to be in charge of our election maps? And the other one was promote the vote. Well, those two proposals took place in 2018. Well, promote the vote 1.0 in 18 wasn't sufficient enough, so they went through another process collecting signatures and putting promote the vote 2.0 on the ballot in the form of proposal 2 in 2022. Well, these two state senators, 9 state representatives, claim that this process completely circumvented the legislature and ushered in the most dramatic changes to Michigan's election laws in 4 decades, over 40 years. Plus, they even went further in making the changes enshrined in our Michigan's constitution, which made them even more difficult to alter, amend, or change. The non-legislatively adopted provisions allow same-day voter registrations without valid proof of identity, a minimum of 9 days up to 29 days of early in-person voting, private funding of election administration, and no excuse absentee voting procedures. The adopted ballot proposals also changed in-person voting procedures. They also reduced county board of canvassers' authorities and created an independent redistricting commission to draw up the election maps. The first round of the legislators' legal battle began in September 2023 with the filing of the original lawsuit, Lindsey versus Whitmer. However, the U.S. District Court dismissed the case for what it concluded was lack of standing. There you go. There it is. Lack of standing. How these courts have been able to use that term against us, the people of the state of Michigan, is beyond me. How is it you can't have legal standing in a lawsuit when you're a resident and a voter in our state of Michigan? I don't get it. And I don't understand how these attorneys accept that and don't appeal these decisions based on lack of standing. But I digress. The legislators, unwilling to take no for an answer, appealed it to the U.S. Court of Appeals in the 6th District. What did they do? Well, because they're liberal, progressive, socialist, communist judges dictating their edicts their political agenda from the bench. In December of 2024, the appeals court affirmed the lower district court ruling. Lack of standing. Lack of standing. Lack of standing. I am so sick and tired of hearing this. It did, however, state that individual state legislators had standing, claiming that it was fair to litigate. The dismissals, though, were based on the court's determination that the legislatures lacked standing as a legislature. But individual state legislators did have legal standing. What's the difference? What is the difference? Whether you bring it on behalf of the Republican caucus of the Michigan State Legislature or individuals. So what? Our individual state senators and state representatives must stand up and sue personally is basically what they're saying. Well, this tactic has yet to be heard on its merits. So they, two senators, nine state representatives, filed this case. And they're bypassing because they've already gone through the lower courts. They've already gone through the Court of Appeals. Now they're going directly to the United States Supreme Court. And this is the breakdown of what the term legal standing actually means. The term legal standing means only the proper injured people may bring a case before court. So evidently, they consider the legislature, the group of senators and state representatives, to be a entity that's not a voting person. Therefore, they could not be injured and therefore could not bring the case before a court. According to the lower court's rulings, only the Senate and House, by mutual agreement or through the state's attorney general, have standing to sue. Very, very interesting. We'll conclude this breaking news story on the other side. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Running out of money during retirement, or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the Gun Doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the Gun Doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Wrapping up this story, breaking, it just came to me 8 o'clock this morning before the show. Two state senators, nine state representatives have filed a petition directly with the United States Supreme Court. Why did they do it? Well, their petition statement of the case states this. Quote, citizen petition-led ballot proposals, initiatives to amend the Michigan Constitution regulating federal elections were allowed in 2018 and 2022 without the state legislative participation and approval. Remarkably, the state legislature never approved the 2018 and 2022 state constitutional amendments regulating federal elections. This same invalid process may be used in 2026 election and beyond, end quote, said the statement of the case. You see what they did, folks, is they collected signatures to put it on the ballot. It went on the ballot, and then millions and millions of dollars was spent in deceptive advertising campaigns that bamboozled the voters into approving it. But in the petition language, it said it would amend the state constitution. That language to amend the state constitution was never approved by the legislature. It was the petition language only that was approved by Lansing's four state board of canvasser members. But he didn't specifically outline the language that was going to go into Michigan's constitution. You see what I'm saying? The Board of Canvassers approved the form of the petition sheets. They got the signatures. They put it on the ballot. Then outside entities outside the state of Michigan spent millions of dollars running radio TV mailers to get people to vote for them. Once they approved it with their deceptive advertising, they then turned around and wrote their own language to change our constitution. That can only be done by our state legislature, not the group that put the petition drive together. Well, Senator Lindsey, one of the senators, said the courts need to decide these important legal questions before our 2026 election, especially as they relate to the responsibilities granted to the state legislatures by the United States Constitution. I'm honored to play a role in this effort to restore the rule of law in Michigan. Basically, here's the bottom line legal challenge. The state legislators' original complaint in federal court challenged the constitutionality of 2018 and 2022's Michigan constitutional amendments because the statewide referendums changed our election laws, changed our Michigan state constitution without any state legislative participation. Now this legally unauthorized tactic is starting to be weaponized across the country, and they're trying to do it in other states as well, since it was so successful in Michigan. Well, this is the bottom line. This comes from Patrice Johnson, founder and chair of the Michigan Fair Elections Institute. Quote, outside actors know that they can mislead legislatures to pass these election integrity killing laws. So instead of doing that, they can't mislead the legislators. So what do? They pour millions of dollars into running deceptive advertising campaigns to bamboozle voters into improving them. Once they're approved, they draft the language, and they change the state constitution. Now these bad actors are trying to repeat the unconstitutional process, and what are they going to put on the ballot potentially for this upcoming year? Ranked choice voting to be on the ballot in 2026 and would be implemented and used if passed in the 2028 upcoming presidential election. We have to stop this, and we have to stop it now, end quote, said Patrice Johnson. What is ranked choice voting? You don't color in an oval for your candidate that you want to vote for. They list the candidates for the office. Maybe you got 3-4 people running for governor in a primary. You put a number in front of their name. Your first choice, your second choice, your third choice, and your fourth choice. They count the ballots. Whoever gets more than 50% plus one is the winner. If nobody gets it in the first round, person number four, the lower preference candidate, name comes off, and then they recalculate the numbers. This is crazy, folks. Jim Runstead and Senator Jonathan Lindsey, the two state senators, and 9 state reps. Hour number 2 today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Nathan Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith and Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-4.